Ksuvas per Gir Gimel Mishneh Ches 13:8 and the sixth of the seven rulings of Admon. Here the halacha will not follow him, it will follow the Chacham. And the case is where Reuven says Shimon owes him money, and he proves that the money is outstanding by showing in court that he has an IOU. So that IOU, that Shtar Chov, would prove that Shimon owes him the money. But then in rebuttal, Shimon says, no, obviously I paid it back, or there's a forgery, because look, I have a subsequent to that date of the note being due, the loan being due, you sold me a piece of property, and I paid you for that. So obviously, if I owed you the $1,000 that you claim that I owe you, instead of selling a field to me, you'd have taken the money that was the purchase price of the field and kept it for yourself as part of the, you know, to reclaim back the money that was owed to you. The assumption of our Mishnah, and really of, by the way, of throughout Kol Torah Kula, is that a person wouldn't sell a field, his property, for no good reason. When people sell things, it's because they need money. And here, it's just untenable that the Reuven needed money if he had Shimon who owed him the money, and Shimon has the money to pay him back. So why in the world would Reuven sell a field to Shimon? He would just take the money instead. That's the thought here. So the Mishnah says, "Hamotzi shtar chov al chavero." If Reuven shows in court that Shimon owes him money, he wants his $1,000 back. Vahala, and the other guy, Shimon, hotzi, he brings out his proof that that IOU that Reuven is showing is either a forgery or has been paid back, because he presents Shemacharlo es asada. He, Shimon, shows that Reuven sold him a field after the date of the loan on that document being due. So Admon Omer Yachalhu Sheyomar. So Admon says, yeah, he can say, meaning Shimon can say and be believed, Ilohaisi Chayavlach, if it's true that I really owed you the money, Hayalacha li pare eshelach kishimacharta li esasada. So then there's no way you'd have sold me this field. You'd have just taken the money and kept it for yourself and without selling me a field. So the fact that you sold me the field proves that we had settled our score already. V'chacham omrim. The chacham say not necessarily. Zahaya pikeach. It's very possible that Reuven, the lender, was actually being clever and crafty. Shemachalo esakarka. And the reason why Reuven sold Shimon that piece of property is so that mitneshu yachol lamashkano, so that Reuven could then seize it for himself as a assurance to get repaid. Because the problem is Reuven was afraid that Shimon would just skip town. If he has no real assets, let's say, and there's nothing for Reuven to claim on, so then Shimon could just disappear and Reuven would be left without any ability to collect from Shimon. But now that he got this piece of land from Shimon, he can say, listen, Shimon, I'm seizing the land unless you pay me the money that's owed to me. Now, nowadays, when we have this conflict of what should happen first, giving the money for the piece of property or writing the, you know, handing over the deed, the contract that shows who owns the property, who should hand over what first? So we solve that problem with an escrow agent, a middleman who collects both the money and the deed, and then we break escrow, and when, you know, everyone gets everything at the same time. But in the time of the Gemara and the Mishnah, there were different practices. Some locales, people first gave over the money, and then after that, they got a contract. In other places, first they gave over the contract, and then they got the money. So now everyone agrees, including the Chachamim, that in a place where first you hand over money, and then you get a contract, that this whole situation is implausible. There's no way that Reuven would agree to sell a field if he was owed money, if he had the money that was owed to him in his hand. He would first settle the score, and only then sell the field. So something doesn't make any sense here. But in a case where first you give over the contract and then you hand over the money, this whole thing is very plausible, say the Chacham. And that'll be the halacha, like the Chachamim.